Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixitupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style and life, all on a budget. Don't Mix In, episode 18. All right, today we're going to talk about a color combination that I wear a lot, black and white. And this is based on a blog post on mixitupwithcurves.com called Wearing Black and White. Hey, let's hold that thought and hear a little bit from one of my sponsors. So it's funny, when I first started doing my blog, I was all about talking about wearing lots of color. It's even in my tagline of my blog, Style for Curves and Color on a Budget, which I still do. But what I noticed over time when I, you know, kind of look at my blog posts and my outfits, the color combination that I wear most is actually black and white. One of the major reasons that I'm into wearing black and white is just because of how easy it is. It's just an easy combination to put together. I'm all about, you know, just trying to make it simple as possible to get dressed, right? Energy efficient in getting an outfit together, especially in the morning when, you know, trying to juggle other things to get out of the house. So let's talk a little bit about the combination of black and white. So what's interesting about black and white is they're both like the absence of color. So I think it just creates this like real striking contrast. And if you think about, you know, the emotions that color can, you know, evoke, black, it's just kind of minimalist, right? Sophisticated, formal. And, you know, in contrast, white is pure and minimalist as well. So let's talk about the reasons why I like to wear black and white. So the first one is just that this combination is classic, modern, you know, and what I like about that is, so if I'm wearing a black and white outfit, it's not going to be something that I look too, like I'm trying to look too young. It's not going to be like I look too matronly, like I'm looking older. So I like that when I get, you know, a black and white outfit together, usually it's something that is going to grow with me. Right? And that's what we want, so that you have pieces that you can wear over and over again and you don't feel like it looks dated. The second reason that I like wearing black and white is that it's a canvas for other colors. So what I usually do is I wear black and white, a print or two pieces together, and then I add some color. And so what I will do, like, I don't know, it'll vary between like wearing a pop of red. I've done yellow, I've done blue, I've done some green as well. So I just like being able to add some color and add something, you know, interesting to the outfit. Just like I talked in the post before, I mean, episode before, about layering, right? And adding visual interest. Adding some color makes the outfit a little interesting, adds like a kind of my own little unique, you know, flair to it. And if you look at this blog post on mixitupwithcurves.com, Wearing Black and White, I have two outfits. I have one skirt from Who What Wear that's striped, of course, black and white. And I added a, you know, kind of a cozy blue, bright blue sweater I got from H&M. And then the other outfit, it's a black and white print dress from Target's Prologue line. And with that one, I just added a pop of red with a patent purse and a pair of red heels. Now I just want to take a second to talk about one of my sponsors. Reason number three is there's such a range of prints that are in black and white. So, you know, like there's gingham, right? There's plaid, there's houndstooth, there's polka dots, there's stripes. So it doesn't look like I'm wearing the same thing all the time. And just the variety of prints kind of work with different seasons. So for instance, gingham, I would be wearing that more like in the summer. I sometimes wear that in the fall as well. So it just, you know, gives you a variety of different prints you can choose from in this same, you know, color combination. And then you can add some color. And if you know me, I'm all about versatility. So that's the last reason that I like wearing black and white. I just feel it's super versatile. I can wear it for work, for weekend, season to season, and it doesn't look like it's out of place. So, in fact, right now, I'm actually wearing a black and white scarf. So I am hardcore about wearing my black and white. So, anyway, so it's something where you can, make sure that you're not picking up something that's not going to be able to, go with you throughout the season. So I'm all about that. And that's another reason for wearing black and white. One thing I wanted to make sure to mention is that I have a newsletter that you can sign up for. And it's called Favorite Finds. And it's going to have all the links of items that maybe I haven't got to the blog yet, or they've just been, featured on Instagram. So if you sign up for this newsletter, you'll be able to get the links early before they come out on the blog. And, just get some that maybe don't even make it on the blog. Okay, so it's called Favorite Finds. It's a newsletter, and I'm going to link that in the show notes for you. So to wrap up, wearing black and white, it's classic, modern, it's versatile, all kinds of different prints. It's a perfect canvas for color, like a pop of color. And it's something that is, can be able to go through the seasons with you. And so that allows it to be, something you can wear for work or weekend. Want more information? Go ahead and head over to mixedupwithcurves.com. And you're going to see this blog post that this episode is based on, Wearing Black and White. There you're going to see the skirt from Who What Wear that's striped, and paired it with some boots and an H&M cozy little sweater. And then you're going to see the black and white print dress from Target Prologue line with the pop of red with the purse and the red heels. I'm going to link the blog post in the show notes for you. And if you like what you're listening to, go ahead and subscribe and leave me a review so I know what you like, what you don't like. And I'll feature your review on my Instagram stories. If you, also want to support the development of the content that's meaningful for you, go ahead and check out my Patreon. Back to Instagram. If you want to find me, I'm always there. And I'm at Mix It Up With Curves. If you don't want to find me, that's fine too. And remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.